This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike mentioned Spencer Strider today was ridiculous. Now, understand, when you are pitching against AAA guys, they are going to try to hit you because they know you have been in the bigs and you're certainly established. And there's nothing better for a guy to have on his resume than to say, hey, see what I did with Spencer Strider? It's not like these guys are just having the bats on their shoulders. They're trying to get hits. Strider today, Mike said it, 5 innings, 13 strikeouts, 2 walks. But his velocity, guys, was the key. Mike, his fastball, 95 to 97 miles per hour. He's back. Like, I don't know what the Braves are waiting on. I don't know. Like, they must have some kind of date in their mind. But, like, if you were concerned about Velo and, what about his stuff? Like, everything that we've seen from spring training to this point points that Spencer Strider is ready to make a start here, and we need him up here.
It's go time. I've seen enough, and it's kind of funny. We joked around about, like, all these rehab starts over the years. Like, why do you need it? All right, if you're throwing it like that, let's go. Now, again, you want to cap the innings? Okay. You know, we never want to get into another, like, Strasburg situation like the Nationals dealt with, because obviously he's had 2 arm procedures in his life. So we'll monitor closely. But, hey, he's ready to rock and roll, and they need that spark. We just talked to Paul about a spark, and he's got that attitude and that edge, and you need his personality in that clubhouse.
Totally agree. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That is great news, but it's not helping us right now here, right? It's helping us get back to a point where we can see him every fifth day, and this is why we love him, man. He's electric. There's no doubt. Every start, you just don't know what you're going to get, but he was really good today down there with Gwinnett and the Stripers. All right, more on the Braves coming up, Mike. Coming up next hour, as we mentioned, we've got a lot of guests that are going to stop by today. We're going to get a chance to talk to Mick the Caddy. Guys, he was a professional PGA caddy for a very long time, and he does an Odyssey podcast now with the Dave Ashburn called Tales from the Tips, which is kind of cool. But you can go check it out at Odyssey.com, find the podcast, and Mick's got some great stories. But we're going to get his thoughts on the Masters, Mike, as we're taking notes and kind of seeing what's going on today down there in Augusta.
And also, man, we know we're just now 2 weeks away. It's official from the NFL draft, and everybody's got their own theory on what the Falcons are going to do. We tried to grill the PR guy for the Falcons earlier today. Our good friend David Bassett, he was in here with Billy from NFA Burger. NFA Burger, by the way, is in that food hall at Truist Park. The line was around the block when I was there for the home opener on Friday. But unbelievable burgers, best burger in town. Your steak, raving about it. There's so many great burgers, and we love them, and all our friends in the burger business. But everyone acknowledges NFA is pretty darn good. And Billy said, by the way, they're going to be in Avalon in May. Coming to Avalon. How about that up in Alpharetta?
Listen, Avalon is a great spot. If you've never been up there, it is outdoor. You can walk around and go into the different shops and fooderies. It's amazing. So that's good for them.
Problem is, today, Chris and I, otherwise I would have picked up lunch for Chris. We ran into each other downstairs at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're both trying to lose some LBs and keep it off. So we both got salads. Chick-fil-A was very busy. So we barely make it here in time for the show. And we come upstairs, and what do we see? Bassity and Billy with NFA burgers for everybody. And not just any. Basically, I mean, scattered, smothered, covered burgers with, like, hash browns on them.
It was great.
Un-freaking-believable. And now I'm in food coma. How about you?
No, it was, you know what, and I hate to say this, but you know this is true. Like, when you get the burger and it's in, wrapped in that paper, and you see, like, that grease coming through, you're like, oh, I already know. I already know what this is about to be. So, yeah, thanks again for stopping by, fellas. We appreciate it, as always, here on the show. All right, Big O's behind the glass. He is our engineer, Turtle, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Close, but no cigar. Last night, the Braves battled, and as you heard Paul Byrd say, listen, we left a lot of men on base. I think it was blown opportunities. And I'm just pointing, I'm not pointing the finger at one guy, but Austin Riley happened to be the guy at the plate a couple of times with the bases loaded, and he said, I'm frustrated, Mike, but he did come through late to tie the game.
2-0. Riley hits it in the air to left field. Back goes Kepler, and you can kiss it goodbye. Austin powers the Braves even with the Phillies here in the seventh.
So, all right, so we're in. We're tied. Now we need just a little more clutch, and we'll get it done. And maybe we'll go to extras, worst case scenario and stuff. But unfortunately, and now again, the bullpen, it wasn't all bad. But yeah, unfortunately, you do get to Iglesias, who gives up the big fly to a Turner, the dead center.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, and this is baseball, Turner was 2-for-12 before that home run last night.
Of course he was.
Right, and that's what we're talking about. Those are the breaks that we haven't been getting. That's a guy that probably should have struck out, and then all of a sudden he comes up big with his first homer of the season. Bryce Harper also had a 2-run homer. They will play again tonight, guys, the final game of this series. Schwelly, Mike, Schwellenbach on the hill.
Now, do you think he was sitting slider? Because that's what he got, and that's what he hit.
What, you're talking about Turner?
Turner, Trey Turner.
Iglesias said, yes, yeah. That was his third pitch that he gave, his third best pitch that he gave Turner to hit last night.
Don't do that again.
Well, look, if he felt like he could get him out with that, so be it. But yeah.
But this gets back to you and I talking in the first segment of the show. I mean, I understand. And there's pitchers, multiple closers, and guys that are in the Hall of Fame have had more than one out pitch. But, you know, obviously there's guys like Rivera that, you know, had one. But in the case of, you know, I got a closer throwing 84-mile-an-hour stuff that just deposited 402 feet. That's what wears me out about Iglesias when it's not going right.
All right, Braves tonight. We'll talk more about it with our Grant McCauley coming up. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
He cried. I did not expect it last night. If you missed it, the introduction, before he's introduced, they introduced the entire Laker team, and LeBron, big shout-out to LeBron. LeBron's usually the last guy introduced. He's like, no, this is your moment. And they introduce LeBron before Luka, and then they do the video tribute. And during this video tribute, all the cameras are on Luka, and he's got his, you know, towel in his hand and his face, and you see visible tears. And I'm like, whoa. I was kind of taken back by the whole event, at least the start of the game, but Luka showing some real emotion last night as the Lakers ultimately ended up winning the game against the Mavs.
Well, you think I'm a robot, Carl?
Yes, I do.
You think I don't have human emotions?
You've not shown it.
But again, this stupid rim shot. I'm communicating with Carl. First off, I love tribute. Made me cry. All the things we accomplished, getting to finals, playoff games we win. I don't know why necessarily they throw in a video of me winning the Fort Worth pie eating contest, but that's...
They did throw that in.
Their prerogative. But yes, we went. I go for 45. Stick it up, that general manager's that took us.
They were...
What? That's not a metaphor. I did that.
The crowd was chanting, as soon as the game started, fire, Nico! It's not going to stop, guys. By the way, a couple of things. Here's LeBron talking about that moment in the pregame.
Super dope. Super happy to be a part of that that moment. Obviously, you saw the emotions on Luka's face. You know, it was great. That was an unbelievable moment. Something I probably never forget to be a part of that moment. And, you know, the kid had a 7 amazing seasons here. I mean, he was from a kid to, you know, a man. And, you know, for all those moments, just, you know, it's all come together today, and just, it's pretty cool.
Lakers in the 3 spot, by the way. They needed that game last night. Luka, not virtual Luka, the real Luka, talking about the fans' reaction.
It was a little bit of both, you know, happy and angry, but, you know, it's nice to see some familiar faces here. You know, I spent a lot of times with them. Like you said, you know, it was a lot of emotions. When I woke up, I was tired. I didn't lie. I didn't sleep much. I was excited about this game, and, you know, I really appreciate the fans, the way they reacted to me.
Yeah, man. And as we said, you know, this is one of the it's going to go down unless, you know, AD and they can bring in Durant next year. And there's a lot of rumors about Durant. All the Phoenix saying they're not going to do anything with Durant. So see where that one goes. But yeah, it's just, it's going to go down as one of the stupidest things that anyone's ever done in the sport. I mean, generally there's, you know, there's great bad trades that have gone down. Like the Mets trading Nolan Ryan to the Angels back in the day. But this one takes the cake.
No doubt. And again, Luke is showing that real emotion. Here's what he said also. About now that this has happened, this is his first time back in Dallas. Dallas went out to L.A. and they played. It wasn't the same. This is the first time him going back. He's over. He's ready to move on.
Everybody saw me the way I reacted to the video. You know, all these fans, I really appreciate it, man. All the teammates I had, you know, everybody had my back. I'm just happy, you know. This guy, I love these fans. I love the city. But it's time to move on.
Some speculation that maybe he was ramped up and amped up in Oklahoma City the night before. They had back-to-backs.
Mm.
And maybe in expectation of what was going to happen in Dallas. That's why he was a little prickly with some of the fans when he got the had two technicals, so he got the gate. But either way, he responds and goes for 45. And as you said, that's really classic of LeBron to let him get the final introduction from the Lakers bench.
He got two. They rescinded the
one.
Second.
Okay. Yeah, the one that was with the fans, which was stupid in the first place.
Gotcha. Yeah. Either way, it's done. Like, the returns are always big. This was a big one because everybody feels like that was a mistake by the Mavs. But either way, 112-97 was the final. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
It's the Masters. Scott Van Pelt was talking about how good Scottie Scheffler is. Mike, let's get a leaderboard update. But I want you to hear Van Pelt talk about this with on the Dan Patrick Show. They were talking about Scottie Scheffler.
How good is Scottie Scheffler?
Already on the short list because of what he's demonstrated here and his ability to stack monster tournaments.
Does he want to be a superstar? Does he? Well, maybe not a superstar. Does he want to be a star?
No, and that's his secret sauce, Dan, I think, is that he has maintained a similar humility to before everyone knew his name, and he keeps focusing on doing the same stuff. He's a simple sounds like a knock. It's not. It's a compliment. He's maintained a simple approach. He's really good at what he's really good at, and that's pretty much everything.
Mm. Wife, kid.
Right.
Trying to live a normal life.
That's why the whole situation up in Louisville was so out of character. And that was, as we know, it was a little overzealous police officer that, thought he was, I still don't know what the hell that was. It was a bizarre world. Hey, man, let's look at the leaderboard at the Masters. Now, we talked about Rory. He hasn't won a major since 2014.
Mm.
Justin Rose, the English Rose, Carl. He's finished top second place twice at the Masters. He's never won it. He won the U.S. Open back in 2013. The reason I mentioned Justin Rose is he just birdied number 9. He's at 5 under. Got to whisper when we talk about this. The Canadian, Corey Connors, not familiar with his work. He's a stroke back at 4 under. Tyrrell Hatton, the Englishman with the bad beard and the anchor management issue, he's at 4 under. Scottie Scheffler, he made it through Amen Corner. He parred 15. We kind of expect guys like that to birdie.
Yeah.
But he is at 3 under, so just 2 strokes back as he hits 16. And the water over that beautiful shot. Hopefully, he'll get a birdie. Obviously, you got Harris English at Georgia, 2 under. Some of the names you know. Fred Couples finished at 1 under today.
Freddie!
Yeah, man. He had an eagle today. Morikawa. He just bogeyed 15, so he's at 1 under as well. But right now, it's Justin Rose, and he's got a long way to go.
Yeah.
He's just making his way now down the back 9.
You don't want to give any back, and I think that's where Scottie is today. Today, weather's great. Rain in the courts may change a little bit tomorrow with this weather blowing in tonight.
Oh, Rory McIlroy, by the way, he's just through 6 at 1 under.
And I think he's just going to play smart over these last 3. Obviously, there's a par 5. He could go for a birdie there. But, Mike, he's in a great spot. You're telling me day 1, you're 3-4 under,
yeah,
potentially? He's in
a
great spot.
And, by the way, because I'm going down the leaderboard, guys are just now getting on the tee box or just started. Bryson DeChambeau with 2 birdies. Actually, yeah, 2 birdies in a row on 2 and 3.
Way to bring the music back.
And now he's just, unfortunately, he bogeyed number 5, the par 4. Now Bryson DeChambeau can really flex his muscles, Carl, on some of these reachable par. No, they're not reachable. Only reachable for him because he's King Kong. But we'll see what he can do. But, yeah, man, I love it. It's my favorite time of the year. As we said, it was such a joy to be out there yesterday. Just wish you could have been out there for the par 3, which
no
was
doubt.
Amazing.
No, the weather's
unlike any other.
It is.
Shut up,
it
Mark
is.
James.
The weather today is perfect, but I think tomorrow that may change a little bit. Sunday's going to be gorgeous for the final round. So
but if the rain, if it softens it up, these guys, you know how it is.
They can just drop some, throw some darts and drop some great scores.
We'll see, man. I mean, like, I'm always curious to see how guys, and not everybody plays great, you know, in weather, but it's supposed to rain overnight and all this stuff. We'll see. Either way, we'll keep you updated throughout the course of the day as now everybody is out there. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, as we mentioned, we will get some great stories from Mick the Caddy. And also, guys, we got a lot of NFL news to get to. Mike said it. The Falcons right now, all right, I think, what are we, Mike, 15, 14 days?
It's actually 2 weeks from now. Or is they saying Thursday? In the car? I'm still doing Master's voice, a fortnight.
Yeah, okay. the Falcons, I think, guys, when I said a couple of weeks ago, it's probably about 10 guys, you know, obviously right. There are contingency plans, obviously, if the guys that you want. But I also think that they, at this point, okay, and it doesn't mean that they're not going to have more visits today. As a matter of fact, Shedeur Sanders visiting the Steelers is a big deal up there in Pittsburgh because everybody's kind of like, why are they doing this? I thought we had a plan, and then maybe the Steelers are not saying anything, and then maybe, you know, a lot of fans are saying, all right, well, wait, maybe this is a real thing that could possibly happen.
I posed a question to Carl yesterday. I mean, is there like a moment, like, is there a line in the sand for them with Aaron Rodgers, or they still feel that, you know, Aaron Rodgers gives them their best chance, and is Aaron still hoping that Minnesota can kind of come together? But does Pittsburgh have a moment like, hey, I got to know what my plan is, you know, for the draft, or are they going to hold out? And it'd be kind of weird to have the draft and then Aaron Rodgers signs with Pittsburgh, wouldn't it?
It could,
or maybe I don't know.
It could still happen.
Well, you know, like, he's a space cadet. He's on his own friggin' timeline, so who knows?
It could still happen. I mean, look, if they do draft a quarterback, he's got to know he's not going to be there 5 years. He has to know there's another plan at play here.
And there's nowhere, you know, the thing about Kirk Cousins wanting to be the starter and not have anyone looking over your shoulder. Sorry, pal. Not at age 37 with some of the teams that need you. You are the gap guy, okay? You're the short-term solution. Just like, you know, here you were going to be here for 2 years of three tops.
Back to the Falcons, I think they have the guys that they're really, really focused in on. But we're going to talk more about it in our fourth and one segment. Also, Deshaun Watson, guys, the first time he's kind of said anything. Now, he's recovering from a second Achilles, all right? When we come back, we're going to talk about what he had to say because a lot of people around the league are saying, he's done. It doesn't matter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.